We're going to race first, me and Vince, because after he ran down Chris Johnson from behind, I think me and him have to race.
I got
to
tell you, man.
I think I got about 10 or 15 pounds on you, so
what did you do in the offseason to pick up that type of speed, man? Oh, that was unbelievable. Man,
same thing I've been doing for the past 9 years.
So what is that?
Can't tell you that. Right. Okay. I can't tell you my secrets, man.
Listen, you think I'm going to use them?
You might.
You think I'm going to go out there?
You might.
You think I'm a threat to your job? You actually believe that?
You might.
No.
You might.
But we do have a picture at the station a few years ago where I was a threat to your job. I was
a big boy, huh?
I was back in.
He looked more like me than he did.
Exactly.
All right, let me ask you this, because the one thing that comes out of that game is that you guys seem to be cohesive as a group defensively. You talk about Chris Johnson. He ends up with 4 yards, which in 11 carries is 16 inches per carry. You just don't see that out of a bad back, and this guy's one of the better guys in the league. But it seems to me every cutback he made, somebody else cut down his lane. He had no room to work in. How cohesive for the first game out were you guys and everybody doing their job?
You know what? It was huge for us. Just because we know what type of back he was. I mean, this guy can go anywhere. Just because they blocking it a certain way, it wasn't necessarily he'd go that way. And he made himself a pretty good back by doing that. So everybody knew he was at the point of attack. So we all had to, first of all, do our job and trust one another that we're going to do our job and eliminate these cutback lanes. And I think we did a pretty decent job of that. So anytime you can, you know, slow it back down like Chris Johnson, one of the best in the league, that was big for our defense. But you know what? That was a good outing. But it's still, we have work to do. You know, it's definitely first game of the season. Not saying everything, we got everything figured out. But it's a good start. It's definitely a good start. And it's a good starting point for this defense. And, you know, I'm a defensive guy, so this is one thing that we always preach on, running game, running game, running game. Being able to slow down or shut down a running game and make a team one-dimensional, and I think we did that yesterday.
You ran them down for a loss. Was it just being in the right place?
Hold on, what timeout? Well, I didn't run him down.
We're telling the story.
Okay,
you want me to go along with the story?
You were able to get your paws on him and bring him down.
All right, somebody carried him.
Right? Yeah,
you know the media game. No. We're gonna say what we want.
I mean, come on. Listen, this is like old school. We don't have TVs, and like the broadcasters kind of created everything. You didn't know if they were telling the truth or not. But did you know what play was coming, or was it just so happened he ran into your area and you were going there anyway?
No, that play was all the coaching staff. You know, they put us in that right, you know, situation. Just watching film going, you know, certain calls we wanted to make down there, and that was one of the calls they made. So he could either, you know, ran left or right. And we had a call that, you know, we was looking for a big play out of that call. Everybody was excited about the call when we put it in. And when they made the call, you know, somebody was doing to make a play, and luckily it was me. But like I said, that was the coaches, all the coaches, and, you know, my 10 other teammates out there also, because, you know, if somebody didn't do their job, he probably would have had a cutback or, you know, had the edge. So being able to get penetration with the right call, you know, so I just can't say it was all me.
That you ran him down.
It wasn't all me.
Who's the last running back that you ran down? Can you think of a back that you ran down?
No. No. I'm not even going to wreck my brain because no.
You know, we talked to – you mentioned the cutback discipline, especially against a guy like Chris Johnson. That had to be an emphasis this week, but how do you get that in the brain of some young guys that you had out there? I mean, that's a different – I don't care who you faced in college. That's a different level when you're talking about Chris Johnson. All these young guys seem on the same page when it came to discipline and gap control.
Yeah, and it goes back to doing your job. Everybody knew the job, playing good technique up front. We knew exactly how we wanted to play it. And I think everybody just played off one another. One thing that we always try to talk about is if somebody isn't where they're supposed to be, don't follow the same jersey. So, you know, you replace for one another. That's what's being a team is all about. You know, you have my back, I have your back. But most of the time, we was in pretty good, you know, we was in pretty good shape when it came down to, you know, somebody being in a spot at the right times all the time. And, you know, it's just consistent football. We played a consistent game, all three phases. We just played really, really good team football. It wasn't great. But like I say, for a start to go on the road, An early game. We haven't had an early game all year. That was our first. Everything. It was a challenge for us, and I think we responded very well as a team. So right now we're just looking to get better. We definitely have something to build on. Preseason's over. Everything is over. Now the game is really – the bullets is flying now. So this week we got Arizona, and once again this is a different challenge for us now. So we have to fast forward now and get going on Arizona. But, you know, it's a good start for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, right out of the gate, it seems so different than last year. I think we spent the first 9-10 weeks sitting here saying to you, what's wrong with the defense? Mm-hmm. Why can't you guys do this? Why can't you guys do this? The young kids are added into it. Jermaine Cunningham's able to play inside a little bit. It looks a lot quicker. Is this a quicker defense than what you had here last year?
Well, when you got a bunch of young guys out there, they're going to look quick. But I think it's a mixture of everything. I mean, it's matchups that we like. It's certain players in certain situations that we like, and we're going to take advantage of it. And one thing we're going to try to do is not outthink ourselves. We're going to do what we do, you know, until the team figure us out or give us problems. That's when, you know, we'll switch. But for now, we want to get very good at what we're doing. I think the more we can do that, instead of putting a bunch of stuff in and not being sound, I think the better we'll be. So right now, that's where we at, you know. But Bill make all those calls. If he see something he want to change, he'll change it. Plain and simple. But we've had a good camp. We started the season off pretty good. We played together. I think we on the right track right now. So anything we have to do to keep it that way, we're going to have to keep it that way. So that's week by week being consistent and understanding that every week changes. The opponents changes. We're not going to get the same look that, you know, Titans gave us last week with Arizona. So
you know that. Do you think the young kids realize that?
Yeah, they'll realize it. If not now, they'll know it by tomorrow.
Did you ever think that at the age of 30, you would be described as the wise old veteran lineman?
I don't look at myself as old and wise.
You know what? These kids probably say
young and wise.
Hey, there you go.
I bet you Chandler Jones says, you know, I grew up watching you. Mr. Wilfork, I used to have your poster on my wall.
Mr. Wilfork.
That is crazy. Don't
let me get
Mr.
let me get your coffee for you. Let me get something for you.
You know what these guys been doing a great job. I mean, you know, you could talk young all you want, but it's a young, mature group. I mean, the passion they have for the game, the love they have for the game. That's exactly what you want on your football team, and we have it. We definitely have it. So I'm lucky to have these guys with me, balling with me, and hopefully we can, you know, put these things together and get it going.
All right, who brings them back to earth after, as you described it, after the game? They made SportsCenter in their first game out of the gate. Who brings them crashing back to earth today and stay? And is it the players, or is it Bill who says to them, you still suck?
You know what? I don't think much need to be said. Like I said, this group of guys,
they're that mature.
They are very, very mature. And you know what? We have to put it past. That's one thing Bill always harp on. You know what? The pass is over. I mean, we got to roll on. You know, last week is over. And like I said, Arizona going to have a whole different thing coming into Gillette Stadium, Arizona. So it's not the same team that we seen last week with the Titans. And like I said, if they don't know by now, they'll know by tomorrow. But I think they'll be okay. They'll be all right.
You mentioned the young guys, and I think I heard somewhere this is one of the younger teams that Belichick's had.
They are. The average age is 25 and a half or something like that. That means you're 4.5 years above the average, just a reminder.
But do you see things in these young guys that you may have recognized in yourself at that age, or do you see certain attitudes or even a spring in their step that you notice?
The one thing I noticed right off the bat is the football intelligence mm-hmm. they have. I mean, they have a football IQ as a veteran, and that's good, because you know when we start putting things in, we start, you know, days starting to run into each other. You got to be able to understand what is going on, and I think they have that. I mean, not saying they won't make a mistake, because we all make mistakes,
right?
But just don't make a ton of them, or don't make the same mistake one after the other. And we've been pretty good with that. So they definitely on board now. Whatever we think about it, or the fans or the sports, whoever think about them, it is what it is now. The season is started. We got one on our belt, and it's going to continue to roll. So we just going to continue to do a better job of you know, playing good football together, being able to communicate, being able to play consistent good football. And as long as we do that, we'll always set ourselves up, you know, pretty decent in the fourth quarter or to win a ball game.
How's your son doing in his high school football?
He's doing pretty good. I got a chance, you know, to catch some of them last weekend. I think the score was 28-0 first quarter.
Quarter?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
And by the time I got there, I saw him for a series.
Who are they
two.
Playing? Savannah State?
hey. But you know what? It's you know what? I think I was more excited than he was. I mean, he was excited. Don't get me wrong. But you know, I was just sitting thinking. I'm like, man, my son, first high school football game. I'm gonna be able to get there. I'm gonna be able to see him in high school play, and just to see him out on the field. That was like a feeling like none other. You know, I was a proud, you know, parent.
Are you also nervous, more nervous than when you played?
I wasn't nervous. Mm-hmm. I wasn't nervous.
So a lot of fathers say that, especially athletes.
I wasn't nervous.
Say they're more nervous watching the kid.
Not this time. You know what? When he first started, I was nervous because, you know, when you're dealing with football, contact is violent. It's not like where you can go out and shoot basketball, or it's collision every down. Every time you line up, it's collision. And somebody playing it for the first time, you kind of nervous for them because you don't know how they're going to react once they get hit. But you know what? He got his first hit a couple years ago. He got his bell rung, and he continued to play. So that tells me he like it. He love it. So let's see where it take him.
I noticed I never got nervous playing football, but I got nervous watching because I didn't. You know, if I screwed up on the field, that's fine. I got used to it. That was fine. I had plenty of them. But to see them screw up, it would tear you up
to
see something like that. Yeah.
Yep.
Nothing
yep.
you can do about it. Yep. You're on the, yeah.
and
the sidelines.
And I could say I never I was – all the years I played football, I never once was nervous in a football game. And sometimes people – it's hard for people to believe that. But my wife would tell you. I mean, I would –
true.
You know, I would wake up on game day and, you know, if you don't know me, you would never know that I have a game because this is I'm so used to playing football, it's just natural to me to go play football and everything. Not saying I don't put the work into it, because I do. I work my tail off. But that's just something I never once was nervous on the field.
Right? I never get riled up or before a game and say, all right, I got to get into my game mode.
Now, don't worry. I'll be anxious
now.
But as far as butterflies and all that, I never had that.
What position is your son playing?
Running back and linebacker.
Very nice.
Running back and linebacker.
That's interesting.
He's an outside backer.
Good athlete?
Yeah.
Real good athlete.
He's pretty athletic.
You know what I found amusing? And we saw it again yesterday, and that was a veteran television crew. But as you made that great play to track down Chris Johnson.
Run him down.
50 yards ahead of you.
And you ran him down.
They said, it's amazing, but you don't realize this, but Vince Wilfork is such a great athlete. And I think they look at your size and they forget, and you and I have talked about this many times, the different sports you played, and you've been a tremendous athlete. But I want to ask you this. A few years ago, not long ago, 2-3 years ago when you were 26, 27, 28, something like that, you weren't playing every down out there. You were in a 3-4 that take you off for certain situations, passing situations. Vince, you're out there every single down right now. How much more endurance do you have to have, stamina do you have to have, and how did you get to the point where you had to build this up? I don't think it just happened instantly, did it?
You know what, I think every year I concentrate more and more on my conditioning and my endurance. I believe I always had it, and I believe that. But, you know, I'm a competitor. I want to be on the field every down. You know, I want to play both ways. That's just the nature of that's me. I want to be
fullback, baby.
Everything.
Old school.
I do not want to come off the field. But not saying that I'm selfish. It's just one of those things where I love playing the game. The passion I have for the game is just, I won't feel good if I'm not out there. You know, it's just like one of those things. I can't describe it, but
Was that tough on the sidelines when they would take you off?
It was. Because, like I say, I'm a competitor. I love to compete. And, you know, I had to build my way up, and I had to show and get Bill to trust that, you know, I can be out there. I can handle the downs, fatigue, let him know that, you know, my condition is well. And as a big man, I always been in great condition. I don't care what level I played at. Conditioning never been an issue for me. I don't care what my size was. That was one thing that I always harped on, is conditioning and being able to play football at a high level. And I still had that mind frame. I'd rather kill myself in practice to feel good on Sundays. So that's my motto.
Well, you're out there every single down. Nice beginning. Good luck on Sunday, and we'll catch you back here on Monday.
Absolutely, guys.
Vince Wilfork right here on Patriots Monday and the Big Show live down here at Gillette.